Let's go to Matty Williams, who he's got a great story today of Wong Goom can win because he has bred, he owns, and he trains as well. How are you, Matty?
I'm good, Michael. Self?
Very well. Have you got one of those heartbreaking moments that comes to mind when you think of a near big payday or a near big win?
Oh, look, I'm not much of a punter, but I must say, with the Railway Stakes being that time of the year, Galo Chock a couple of years ago in the Kingston Town, I thought the top of the straight and you give a kick, and I did one of those real deflating moments that last 50 metres when Inspirational Girl got out and just run over the top of him.
And he was 100-1, I think, that day too.
Yeah, oh, look, I didn't have a cent on him, but we were pretty happy with him, and it was just one of those days that, you know, as a racehorse trainer chasing a Group 1 win, it's one you think, oh, that could have been one that just got away.
Oh, it was a long straight that day too. And Wong Goom, you don't just breed it, own it, train it, you live in it, don't you? Isn't your farm in Wong Goom or near it?
Yeah, no, we are in Wong Goom, so that's where our training establishment, and we now build a house there, so we live there as well. So he's got a bit of sentimental value there today with him going around.
Well, it's a good push for everyone because you wouldn't have named a slow horse Wong Goom then.
Well, if you'd have seen his trials before he went down to his first start at Hamilton, you would have said he has named a slow one after it because they weren't over flattering. But he's gone to the races and he certainly improved length with each start. So we're hopeful that he's taken a bit of benefit again from having a win here at Ballarat and can improve a little bit again for today, which should see him sort of being, you know, reasonably competitive.
Just on the breeding it yourself story, you took Banbury Mave on the truck up to Philip Campbell's Blue Gum and mated her with Manhattan Rain. Just that name rings a bell, Banbury Mave. Did she race for you?
Yeah, she did. She won one night there at Mooney Valley, and she might have won another two or three races for us. So she came as a tried horse, and I don't know how we finished up in the ownership of it. Someone pulled out or something, and we said, "Oh, we'll go in." So we finished up racing a bit of her, and then we've kept her there and bred a few foals out of her.
Why? I'm always fascinated by trainers who dabble in a bit of pedigree matching. Why did you head off on this occasion to Manhattan Rain?
He must have been cheap at the time.
Thought there might have been an element of that. and nearby.
Cheap flight fee and everything. he was a stallion at the time. We probably didn't mind, and I'm not mad on doing pedigrees or anything like that. We just go to a horse that's probably, you know, throwing winners a bit and maybe good sort of just a horse that gets good winners and, you know, it's good value.
And he's a front runner.
Yeah, his trials, and that might be, we were trying to ride him just a little bit quieter in his trials to see if we could, you know, get him to pick up and find the line. And he wasn't doing that, to be honest, in his trials. And, Jared Fry just seized the moment there at Hamilton first up, and we probably learnt something that he's a bit of an on-speed horse. And his mother used to actually race the same way. She led all the way at Mooney Valley when she won, and I think all of her wins she was either first or second. So it probably just suits him. The blinkers have gone on. That's helped him. We're probably hopeful that Ballarat sometimes can be a little bit leaderish bias on Ballarat Cup Day, so we're hoping it plays that way, and he'll roll forward from the gate and sort of be in the first two early.
And see what you think. Should it have won the Ararat Cup?
Well, the jockey got off and said he should have, and that's very uncommon, so I would say he should have.
Yeah, well, it's good odds today, race 7, number 14. So out of the two, I guess they've both got similar chances. They're similarly priced, but is there one out of the two that you're more thinking is a better bit each way or straight out?
Oh, look, I think they're both just good each way hopes. They've both still got a bit of upside to them. I wouldn't say they've sort of met their mark. They're both still got that little bit of upside. So I'm hopeful that they can both take another step today and see what you think. He's just a lightly raced horse who looks like he's going to get further than 2,000 metres. But I think today's a nice stepping stone for him, going up in grade a bit just to see where he's at and sort of how we place him going forward. He's a horse that's had a couple of tendon injuries, but he's lovely and sound at the moment, and you know, he'll present really well and he's lovely and fit, so expect him to be competitive.
Was it Let It Ride or Seinfeld that had the line about the mutter was a mutter and the fada was a mutter?
Seinfeld.
So just back to Wongoom, the Manhattan Reigns are all swimmers, and Mum, I just noted, was a terrific wet tracker. It's a shame that the wet track's dried out a bit today, Matty.
Yeah, he can certainly handle the soft, but I'm not really sure whether he has a favoured sort of ground at the moment, so it probably doesn't concern us too much. It's starting off as a five, which I think is great, so it's going to give every horse their chance today.
Hey, next weekend, are you armed and dangerous for the Jericho meeting?
Yeah, we've got a couple of bullets there, hopefully. So we'll be sort of hoping we can win a race. It's a good day to win a race there, Jericho Cup Day. So hopefully they can get a good crowd and some good weather. And, yeah, it should be a good day.
Best of luck today as well, Matty.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks, mate.